Well, good morning, everyone, and a very happy Easter. Often on these big occasions at St. Nick's, at Christmas and Easter, the big services, and it's wonderful to have so many people here filling up our pews. Often on these big occasions, I have a big illustration, or we have a big illustration for the talk. We have a big present to unwrap that we put on the table here, or a giant Easter egg, a big visual aid. But this morning, I've got a very small one. In my pocket here, or just out of my pocket now, is a very small packet. It is a seed packet. And in this packet is one seed. Can you see it? No, of course you can't, unless you're right at the front. Even then, my thumb and my finger are kind of squashing it. If I go like this, does it help? Can you see it? No. Oh, okay, some of you with eagle eyes have zeroed in on it. Well, just in case you can't see it, I have got a picture of my seed on the screen, or at least a seed very like it, so you can see just what it looks like. Now, does anyone know what kind of seed this is? Anyone know? So, there's some oldies at the back who are wise, and sorry, Janet, who know these things. A sunflower. Never insult the choir when their backs are to you, or your back is to them. A sunflower seed. This is a sunflower seed. And inside this seed is everything we need. Just need to add a little bit of water and some nutrients, everything we need to make a giant sunflower that will be taller than me when it grows. But if I take this seed and leave it here, or put it here, where I can see it, you can't, but I can, and admire it. It's a beautiful seed. What will happen? Nothing. I can look at this seed day and night. I can pick it up. I can put it in my pocket. I can carry it round with me, and nothing will happen. Inside this seed is life. And it's bursting to get out. The life of a giant, wonderful sunflower. But in order to produce this life, this seed has to die. I've got to take it and kill it by burying it in the ground. Not on this carpet, it won't do much good, but bury it in the earth. And only then will it produce life. The seed will die and a sunflower will rise. And the wonderful thing about sunflowers, as you know, is inside their heads are hundreds of seeds themselves. And if I took those hundreds of seeds from this one seed and I planted them, they would produce hundreds of sunflowers. And if I planted those seeds, I'd end up with a field of sunflowers. All from one seed that dies. Jesus once talked about this, and he said this, it's on the screen. He said, unless a seed falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. And Jesus wasn't talking about sunflowers, he was talking about himself and about his death and the life he came to bring. Jesus came to bring life. Do you remember he said once, he said, I have come that they may have life and life in all its fullness. He came to bring life to the world, a life where we can be friends with God. That is an incredible thing to say, but it is true to say a life where we can be friends with God, where we can know God, our Creator, our Father, and that is real life. Jesus once said, in fact, we looked at this some Sundays ago here in the morning service. He said, this is life, that they may know you, the only true God. And this life that Jesus came to bring is life that begins now and continues and grows into eternity, forever. Jesus came to bring life. But in order to bring that life, he had to die. Just like a seed. He died on a cross. And he was buried in the ground, in a tomb. He died to take away our sin. And he did it by taking our sin on himself on the cross. And if our sin is taken away from us, then that means we can be forgiven and be friends with God. We can be truly alive now and forever. Jesus had to die. He came to die. On Good Friday, he gave up his life. If you like, he fell to the ground and was buried in it. And then 3 days later, on Easter Sunday, he rose again like a seed shooting up from the ground, green shoots of new life, life not just for him, but for us. And all this, like one sunflower seed that produces a great sunflower and then a field of sunflowers as far as the eye can see. So today, on Easter Day, we celebrate, not just here at St. Nick's in this packed church, but with millions of Christians around the world, millions of Christians who have come to find life in Jesus through the death of Jesus and the resurrection of Jesus. Millions of Christians who dare to call themselves friends of God now and forever to know him. And all this because Jesus was willing to let go of his life and to die like a seed. But there's one more thing to say as we finish. Jesus wasn't only talking about himself when he talked about a seed. He was also talking about us and the choices that we make. He went on the screen behind me. He went on to say this. Anyone who loves their life will lose it. While anyone who hates their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Now, maybe you think that with those words, Jesus has rather wrecked Easter. Here we all are, having a nice time, looking forward to lunch, perhaps with friends or family, roast lamb, chocolate eggs, the bank holiday weekend ahead of us, and Jesus wrecks it by talking about us needing to hate our lives just at the moment where summer is nearly here, or spring at least, and we're looking forward to enjoying our lives. Thank you very much, Jesus. But Jesus wasn't afraid to use very stark language to highlight the stark choices we face in life when it comes to following him. And he said that my life and your life is like this seed. You and I can hold on to it. It's very beautiful. We can keep it and admire it. We can make it comfortable, wrap it up, perhaps put it in a box with cotton wool. We can build a nice house for it. We can feel that it is too precious, too beautiful to want to risk it. So let's just keep it safe. But Jesus says if you do that with your life, you'll lose it. Anyone who holds on to their life, he says, destroys that life. But if we let it go, if we let it go in choosing to follow Jesus, if we lay it down and hand it over and let it fall to the ground in sacrifice and service as we make the radical decision to follow in the footsteps of Christ, if we do that, it may feel like, it may look like death to ourselves. But it is the way to true life. Real, eternal life. Friends with God, now and forever. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you came to share your life with us, and that you're willing to lay down your life for us. We thank you that you fell like a seed to the ground, you were buried within it, and then you rose again, and in your name we have life now and forever. We thank you that you shared your life with us, and we thank you too that you showed us the way to true life, and help us following in your footsteps, to let go, to hand over, to lay down our lives before you in service, in willing, grateful sacrifice. In your name we pray. Amen.